What's going on?
Sara shrugged. Toton said Dada again and headed out of the tent. Things were happening outside. I grabbed my clothes, climbed in, stuck my head outside. Holy shit. Where the freak did you guys come from? Tai Day and Uncle Doge were seated outside. Their swords lay across their laps, sheathed, thankfully. Gangs of Taglians were coming by to check them out. I guessed they hadn't been there long, nor had they asked permission to enter camp and assume their posts. Swan and Mather appeared. Uncle Doge told me.
Only one group made it out again last night. The black men attacked. Many men were injured. Numerous rafts were damaged. But their soldiers did not want to fight, and many asked to join Bonarge.
Who the hell are these guys? Swan demanded. How did they get here?
The rest of the family. I expect they sneaked. They're good at that. Obviously, your perimeter ain't what it should be. Blade shouted something from the distance.
Crap, Swan grumbled. Now what?
He jogged away. Mather considered Tai Day and Uncle Doge briefly, shrugged, followed Swan. Uncle Doge said something to Sara. She nodded. I guess he wanted to know if she was all right. Toton climbed around on his father. Doge told me,
You did well, and more than you were obliged, standard bearer.
Our people are safely away, and these men know nothing about them.
Yeah? Good. What about mine?
They would not come out. The wizards want to pursue their vendetta with Mugaba. They might come tonight.
Chapter 82. They did not come that night. Nor did they come the next, though they sent a lot of Taglians and Jaikuri out in place of the company. 2 mornings later, Mather finally let me in on what the excitement had been about when Blade interrupted our discussion over Uncle Doge and Tai Day. He told me,
Crocker will be here in an hour or two, Mergen. You might put in a good word.
What? It was not an hour, and it was not just the old man. Crocker was traveling with the Prabhrindra Dra himself. He looked like he'd seen a lot of hard road. I moved toward him in fits and starts, unsure where we stood after all this time. He jumped down, said,
It is me. I'm real. But I saw you die.
No, you saw me get hit. I was still breathing when you cut out.
Yeah? The shape you was in, there wasn't no way. Shouldn't have been either.
It's a long story. We can chew on it over a few beers sometime.